Hello everyone, I'm the host Kiki. Recently, a shocking incident occurred in the rural area of Linyi, Shandong, China. The cult used the name of God to torture many girls aged 9 to 15 for 3 years. The methods include intimidation, rape, raping the girls, and if the girls do not agree to have sex with the church members of the cult, organization, they will be seriously tortured and curse their whole family go to hell. Therefore, this issue is our focus on the early Bible learning and mindset for children. Following is my question to Sister Ingrid. I hope that all children in the world will stay away from cults and walk on the road to happiness. 大家好，我是主播 Kiki。最近中国山东临淇农村出现了骇人听闻的事件，邪教假借上帝之名对9至15岁的多名女童进行了长达3年非人的折磨，其手段包括恐吓、强奸、鞭打女童，如果女童不愿意与邪教组织的人员进行交配的话，则会被进行严刑拷打，并诅咒全家人下地狱。所以这一期我们重点谈一下儿童早期圣经的学习方法。以下还是我对 Ingrid 姐姐的提问，希望全天下的孩子远离邪教，走上幸福之路。 OK, the first question to my beloved sister. So, to dear children, do you know what are the core beliefs of Christianity?And how to do this differ from other religions' teachings?
姐姐，请问关于孩子们的教育，孩子们如何知道基督教的核心信仰是什么呢？他们与其他宗教的教义又有何不同呢？
The teaching of Christian belief is that Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth for the pay to price of our sins through his death on the cross.3 days later, he resurrected from the death and went back to heaven.
基督教信仰的教义是耶稣基督从天上来到人间，为我们的罪孽付出代价，在十字架上受刑。3天后，他从死里复活，最终回到了天堂。
The true Christian churches don't have a high leader. Jesus said, I am the master and you are brothers. So if a group is following in Jesus, there are some people for teaching, pastoring and counseling, but no high leader as in some famous churches which do not follow the biblical patterns.
真正的基督教会没有高层领导。耶稣曾说，我是主人，你们是弟兄。所以如果一个团体追随耶稣，就会有一些人负责教导，还有牧师以及其他辅导员，但不会像一些不遵守圣经模式的著名教会那样设有高层领导。
OK, second question for sister. How can you know if a Bible study group or church is trustworthy?
姐姐，你又是如何知道一个圣经学习小组或者教会是否值得信赖呢？
You have to do it like the people in Berea. They heard the teaching of Paul and then they took the scripture for to test and prove if the teaching is wrong or right.
你必须像比亚色人那样去做。他们听了保罗的教导，然后他们用经文来检验和证明这种教导是正确还是错误的。
We all have access to good and confident Bible translations, like the King James translation or Luther or Reina Valera translation. So it is up to us to take the scriptures and check.
我们都可以获得优秀且可靠的圣经译本，例如詹姆斯王国的译本、路德译本，或者是纳瓦雷德的译本。因此我们需要检阅圣经并进行进一步的查验。
Next question, sister, what role should your parents or guardian play in your spiritual journey?
你的父母 或者监护人应该在你的精神之旅中又要扮演什么样的保护角色呢？
They shall lead you to be a hatred Christian. People who keep their followers small and ignorant are false leaders. All leading shall have the goal that the new Christian or the new disciple will mature on his way and after the time be able to lead others.
他们会引导你成为成熟的基督徒。那些让追随者变得渺小和无知的人是假领袖。所有的领袖的目标都是让新的基督徒或新门徒在自己的道路上成长成熟，并在一段时间之后能够领导他人。Next question for sister. What are some red flags that indicate a group may be a cult rather than a Christian church? 哪些危险信号表明一个团体可能是邪教而不是基督教会呢？
For me, it's a red flag when a group is very large, when some leaders are joining a big flock for to praise the leader and not Jesus.
对我个人来说，当一群人人数过多的时候，这就变成了一种危险信号。当一些领导者加入一大群人的时候，他们赞美是领导者，而不是耶稣了。
Most of the true churches are planting new churches when there are a lot of people, because in small groups, well, people can learn more and they are more accountable to the others.
多数的教会都是在人数很多的时候建立新教会，因为在小组中人们可以学习到更多，并且对彼此之间更加负责。Next question, sister.
Why is it so important to trust the Bible as the final authority in matters of faith and practice?
为什么在信仰和实践问题上相信圣经是最终权威的呢？而且非常重要呢？
Because there are a lot of strange and false teachings in the world.
因为世界上有很多奇怪且错误的教义。
Jesus warns us in the Bible that there will come a lot of leaders in his name and betray a lot of people, so we have to be awake for to check what is right and what is wrong.
耶稣在圣经里警告我们，将会有很多领袖以他的名字出现，并且背叛很多人，所以我们必须时刻保持清醒，检查什么是对的，什么又是错的。Next question, sister.
How can you study the Bible in a way that helps you understand it better?
如何以有助于你更好的方式去理解圣经并学习圣经呢？
You can pray before Bible study to the Father in heaven in the name of Jesus that he sends the Holy Spirit to you who helps you to understand scripture.
你可以在学习圣经之前以耶稣的名义向天父祈祷，请将他将圣灵赐予你，帮助你进一步去理解圣经。
Without the Holy Spirit, the Bible is just a book, but the Spirit will reveal the truth which is written in the Bible to you.
没有圣灵，圣经就只是一本书，但是圣灵会向你揭示圣经中的真理。
Next question for sister. How does the Holy Spirit help you grow in your faith and recognize false teachings?
圣灵又是如何帮助你增强信仰并识别错误的教义呢？
The Bible says in our time nobody will teach others because all will be taught of the Holy Spirit.
圣经说，在我们这个时代，没有人会教导别人。因为所有人都会受到圣灵的教导。
When you become a Christian, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit, and He is leading and teaching you so that you feel in your heart when there is something wrong.
当你成为一名基督徒的时候，你就被圣灵封印，他会引导和教导你。这样，当你有什么不对劲的时候，你会在心里感觉到。Next question.
Therefore, sister, why is it so important to be part of a Christian community and not study the Bible alone?
为什么成为基督教社区的一员而不是独自学习圣经非常重要呢？
You can study the Bible alone because you always have the Holy Spirit with you. Jesus said, when two or three are congregated, he is with them. But when Jesus is with you, you and him are already two persons. So you always can study the Bible alone and worship God alone.
实际上，你也可以一个人研读圣经啊，因为圣灵一直与你同在。耶稣说，当两三个人聚集在一起的时候，他就与他们同在。但当耶稣与你一个人同在的时候，实际上你们已经成为两个人了。所以你是完全自己可以一个人研读圣经，一个人去敬拜上帝的。
But for to protect one another, pray for another, share what we have got from God with another, correct one another. It is nice to have a church and two are always better than one. It is written in the book of Ecclesiastes.
但是为了互相之间的保护，互相之间的祈祷，分享我们从上帝那里得到的一切，互相纠正，拥有一个教堂确实是非常好的事情。而且多个人总比一个人好，这曾经在书本中 Ecclesiastes 写到的。Next question for sister.
So, if you ever feel confused or unsure about something you have been taught, who can you ask for help?
如果你对所学的东西感到困惑不已，你又可以向谁寻求帮助呢？
You can look for a major Christian outside the group or ask yourself, can it be the truth what I have heard?
实际上，你这时候就可以在团体外寻找一位非常成熟的基督徒，问问他，或者同时问问自己的内心，我所听到的是不是事情本身的样子。
The last question for sister. So, if a church member asks a girlto dedicate her body to God, or uses violence or even ramp against her, but claims to be God's spokesperson. What should she do? What should that little girl's guarantee do?
如果有教会成员要求一个女孩子用自己的身体来献给上帝，或者对某个小孩采取了暴力甚至强奸等手段，却说自己是上帝的代言人，这时这样的孩子应该怎么做呢？孩子的监护人又该怎么做呢？
I would leave the group in the same moment and call the police if I see something strange in a religious group. Religious abuse is not something new, and a lot of leaders brainwashed their members until they served them like slaves or do other things.
如果我发现宗教团体中有什么样的异常，我会立即离开这样的团体并选择报警。宗教虐待其实并不是什么新鲜事了，许多领袖都会对成员进行洗脑，直到他们像奴隶一样为自己服务或做其他交易。
You have to be aware that the God of the Bible is love and he will never do something that harms us or and a religious leader who forces people to do these things like that is of course a betrayal.
亲爱的孩子，你必须意识到圣经中的上帝是爱，他永远不会伤害我们，不会做违背我们的事情。如果谁来强迫我们做我们不想做的事情，这样的宗教领袖实际上就是叛徒。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年深秋快乐，我们下期再会。